Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see. And who is this? This is Facebook. This is Vimeo. That one is YouTube. Okay. Amen. Let me know when we live, Abby. Okay. Amen. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. What an honor and a privilege it is to be back in the house of prayer this morning. I am really glad to be here. I was telling Abigail earlier today, I said, you know, my whole week is based around the service days. You know, what I prepare before Bible study, and then preparing for Hebrew class, and then getting ready for Sunday and all that. And we didn't have any midweek service because I was sick, and I couldn't keep track of the days because I was kind of lost. You know, I'm thinking it was just a mess. So I really needed to be here. And so it is an honor and a privilege. We got a lot to do today. We don't have any, for the first time, I think since we started online, we don't have any prayer requests. For the first time. So I don't know if all y'all healed or all y'all tired of asking, or I don't know what's happening. You know, if you have any prayer requests, we have our team online right now, and they will send the prayer request in. If you want to text us your prayer requests for your loved ones, yourselves, or whatever the case is. You are not troubling us. You are not bothering us with prayer requests. That's part of our purpose. That's why we're here. Amen. We have communion today, and I have a little word for you today that the Lord has given me, and we have prayer, because I do have some people that I'm still praying for. So don't hesitate to send us your prayer requests. Now, Abigail, where's my Bible, baby? Okay. That's it. Thank you. Amen. And I want to thank everybody that found out that I was under the weather and I was sick, and all the prayers from so many places, from so many people, so many wonderful emails and sentiments on Facebook and different places, and you're praying for me. I am very grateful. It looked real jacked up for a while. I don't really know what was going on, but it caught us all by surprise. We were not, because Sunday night I went home, I was great, no problem, and I was even 11 o'clock Sunday night, I wasn't even tired from the day. Everything was just rolling along, and I woke up at 6 o'clock Monday morning, and the heat was on. And that was all she wrote. And so, but the prayers of the saint, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And thank you for your prayers and your support. And just, I thank God for you. So now, this is what I need you to do. The Lord, this is going to be interactive, just for a few minutes. I'm going to ask a question. And internet team, I need you guys, Zoe and Asia, I need you guys to keep me up to date what's happening here. I have three questions I'm going to ask. And I need those of you that are tuned in. Is anyone tuned in yet? Those of you that are tuned in, I need you to respond to the questions, because I need you to understand what the Lord is saying this morning. Okay? There's just a few of us in-house, so I'm greatly dependent on you online. Okay? The Lord asked me three questions to ask you. Okay? The scriptures we're going to be talking about for a few minutes are, the first one's going to be Matthew 9, 35 through 38. Good morning, Pastor Nicole. How you doing? Amen. She still sounds like a mouse, but she feels a lot better than she sounds. Amen. She just, she had the heebie-jeebies a couple of weeks ago. You know, maybe one of her heebies jumped over on me and got, I don't really know. Pastor Sandy said, Pastor Ben, I told you when your wife's sick, you can't be kissing. You know, so thank God she's back. But the Lord asked me three questions to ask you. And so I'm going to ask you, and I need you to respond. Okay? don't take all day, and it's not going to take much. And I don't need a book or an anthology. I just need, you know, very short, brief answers, okay? Question number one. What do you do when you turn it, when you're returning your rental car just before you turn in the keys? What do you do? What do you do? When you're returning your rental car that you've had, what, a week, a couple days, before you turn in the key and pay the bill, what do you do?
Put gas in it.
Put gas in it. What you say? Inspect.
Clean it.
Inspect. What do you say?
Clean it.
Clean it. Really? God bless you. You one of the only people I ever heard that clean a rental car when you're done. You all right with me? Okay. All right. Next question. Ladies, what's happening online? Did anybody respond?
Uh-huh.
Okay, next question. When you're leaving a hotel room, what do you do before you check out?
Pay.
Pay?
Make
sure your stuff is out?
Yes. Inspect.
Inspect. What do you do?
Clean it.
Clean it. You were just a clean, see? Clean it. Anybody else?
And also you go to the front.
And check out. Ladies, what do we hear online? Double check, make sure they didn't leave anything, clean it, move all the stuff. Make sure everything is packed. Okay, last question. Okay, last question. When you're moving and you're about to leave the house for the last time, what do you do?
Do a quick check.
Quick check. What do you do?
Same, quick check.
Quick check. What do you do?
Clean it.
Clean it. What do you do, Emerson?
Check.
Pray over it. Pray over the house. See, I never thought that. Zoe said pray over the house when you're leaving. Good morning, birthday boy. Asia, you guys, what all? Nikki?
I say inspect and clean.
Inspect and clean. What are they saying online? Leave a note for the new owner and make sure what? And make sure they didn't leave anything. And make sure you didn't leave anything. All right. So this is what I need you to do. Thank you all for your participation. I need you to go to Matthew 9, 35 through 38. Because when he told me this, I'm like, Lord, this sounds good, but I don't know any scriptures for this. So there's a point. Because, and then I realized, because, you know, we have notes for Pastor Sandy's message today, that what he was speaking to me ties in with what Pastor Samuel should be probably speaking about today, which is what the Lord is doing. Okay? Matthew 9 and 35. Jesus went through all the town and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, how many of you all know that we are considered the disciples? Okay, would you say that? Okay, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest. Who's the Lord of the harvest? Jesus. Ask the Lord of the harvest. Therefore, I heard a Good morning, preacher. Good morning. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. The Lord said the last thing I'm doing before you leave is checking to make sure that everything, to make sure that we haven't missed anything. He's checking the closets. He's checking the doors. He's checking in the trunk. He's checking in the back seat. He said, you're turning in the car. You're about to move. He says, I'm checking to make sure, because he's not coming back. Not for this. When he comes back, it's going to be a whole new ball game. When he leaves, He's not coming back to rescue any Gentiles. He's coming back to rescue Israel. This is, he says, right now, you should be checking the doors. You should be checking the rooms. You should be checking in the trunks, in the back seats. You should be checking anywhere you are to make sure that you haven't overlooked anybody that needs what you have, because you know you're about to leave. He said, you know you're about to leave. You've already packed. The house has already been sold. The car has already been checked in. You're leaving the hotel room. He said, you should be checking to make sure you haven't left anybody or forgotten anything. That's your job. Instead of trying to ask the Lord, when you coming, Lord, I know you're coming. Let me make sure I didn't forget anything. He said, that's what we should be doing. He said, we need to be checking. I know all of us have family members that need what we have. He said, we're leaving. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few, which means you have to work extra hard to make sure that we get what we're looking for. God is about harvest. We're just trying to get out of here. But God is about the harvest. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God is about the harvest. Aren't you about God's business?
Yes.
Are you about God's business?
Yes.
Are you about your Father's business? Then you should also be about the harvest. Can you take care of this? Oh, that's okay. Amen. We should be checking under doors. We should be looking under the beds. We should be making sure we haven't forgotten relatives, family members. We should be making sure that we are praying for anybody and everybody, because we know what's coming. They may not have any idea what's about to hit them. They may not have any idea what's coming forward. None whatsoever. But because you know, it is your responsibility as a believer of the Most High God to make sure that you have done your portion. You are a harvester. You need to help harvest souls. What do you think you're here for? What, you got yours and now you're just going to call it a day? Your responsibility as a soldier, as a harvester, as a fellow believer, your responsibility is to help harvest other souls, not get yours and go hide under the bed until it's time to go.
Amen.
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 How you feel about that?
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go to Luke 14, 16 through 23. Oh, went too far. Okay. Hallelujah. Any prayer requests online so far? Yeah? Okay, so make sure Pastor Nicole gets that. Amen. All right, so this is the last scripture he gave me, and let's see if this ties in. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God." All right, y'all know we talk the heaven, that kingdom feast, that okay, what the Lord has prepared for us. Okay. Verse number 16, Jesus replied, and this, the rest of this is in red. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. Who's that certain man?
Jesus, God,
the Father. Let's interject his name. Yeshua was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. He invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent out his servants to tell those who have been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." Who did he invite first? Who were the called? The Jews were the called. The Jews were the called. The Jews were the called. And he told them everything's ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, "I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't come. The servant came back and reported this to Yeshua. Then the owner of the house, Yeshua, became angry and ordered the servant, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the towns and of the town and begin and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. They wouldn't accept the invitation. They wouldn't accept the offer. So go out and talk to the Gentiles. That's us. And I know they're not perfect. I know they're jacked up. But because those that were first invited denied my hospitality, because the king was offended, because of those that I created this incredible feast, and I extended an invitation, and they denied. How many of you all like being denied by your loved one? How many of you like being denied by someone that you care about? How many of you like being denied by someone and after you put so much effort into it? Let's take your kids. After you, so I heard a lot of ums.
Yes.
After you have done all you can, and then you offer something that you know is a blessing for your children to that child, and the child, because they're of age now, they can make their own choices, they say, nah, I'm good. And you're like, but wait. I spent a lot of money and a lot of time trying to do this for you. I need you to, nah, I'm not interested. Thank you, I appreciate it. I spent my money, I spent my time, I poured my passion into this. This is something I desire to do, and all of I've done for you, and you got the nerve to tell me no? Okay? This is the position that they put God in. God's like, after all I've done for you, I created you for me. You didn't even exist until I created you for myself. I gave you things because you belong to me. I've done everything for you. I've fought battles for you. I've done everything. And now you've got the nerve to tell me no? Yeshua was highly upset. And he says, he told the servants, go out and invite anybody that wants to be here. I don't care if they're lame, they're crippled, they're blind, they're crazy, they're drunk. I don't care if they got nerve issues. I don't care what their problem is. If they want to be with me, you bring them in. That's what he said. He said, you go out and invite anybody that wants to be with me. Y'all hear what God is saying? He says, I want people that want me. I want everybody that wants to be with me to be with me. I don't care that you're not perfect. I don't care that you have flaws. I don't care that you are not who everybody else think you should be. If you want me, I can fix the rest of that. I can fix all of that. I just need you to want me. God's not concerned about your imperfections. God wants you to want him. You bring yourself and all your imperfections to him, and he'll fix it. Good morning, soldiers. He'll fix it. God wants you to want him. But if you deny what God has done, God gave his life so that we would have life. God came to earth to take care of who he created. God came to earth to walk and to be among his creation. It is God's will that you accept him as he is. It is God's will that you accept the invitation. What's the invitation? Does anybody know what the invitation is? The invitation is to salvation. The invitation is to Christ. When you accept the invitation to Christ, you just accepted the invitation to the party. When you've accepted the invitation to Christ, you have accepted the invitation to the party. Those that deny the invitation, you have angered God. The Bible tells us it is bad to fall into the hands of what, Jacqua? An angry God. The Bible says it's bad. It's bad to fall into the hands of an angry God. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
You do not want to cheese God off. And when you deny his invitation to the banquet that he has provided and created for us in heaven, your outcome is not good. Every person that denies Christ, you're on a hit list. Can I say that? And as long as you walk in denial, you're going to stay on that hit list. Did everybody understand that? What's the hit list? You're on your way to hell. Everyone that denies Christ, you're on your way to hell. You're on your way to hell. If you deny Christ, if you deny the invitation to what God has set up for us, you're on your way to hell. And as long as you keep denying Christ, you will continually be on your way to hell. Let me finish this. Anybody know where I stopped? Okay. I guess I need Pastor Sharon, not Sharon, Mother Sharon for that. Amen. But they all aligned. Still another one said, okay. The servant came back at the owner of the house and angry and ordered the servant to go quick. Okay. Verse number 22. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. We went out and we've invited everybody, but there's still room. There's still room for every person that wants to be a part of the kingdom of God. There's still room for every person that decides, I don't want to be on God's hit list. I want to accept the invitation. For every person that wants to accept the invitation, the scripture says there's still room. There's room for you right now. There's still room. It's in Luke 14 and 22, verse number 23. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. The Jews that were invited and that turned their back away from God, they'll be redeemed, but they won't be at the table where we are. There are Jews that believe in Jesus. I'm talking about the nation. I'm not talking about individual Jews that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I'm talking about the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel will not sit at that particular banquet table. Am I right, Pastor? Am I right? They will not sit because they did not. Because remember, after the rapture and 7 years, and then the church comes back with Christ to rescue Israel. And then God has a whole nother thing set up for them after that fact. Okay, but for the period prior to the 7 years, when the bride goes to meet Christ and the wedding takes place, the Jewish nation will not be a part of that event. Because they denied Christ. They denied the invitation. God, we will come back with God to rescue them after the 7 years, and there'll be a whole nother shindig after that. God is a part. God loves to party. He works hard and he parties hard. Amen. I love it. God been working real hard. I know he saved me. I've been working real hard. And God, because in the Bible you read, this party and then this party, and then after all over on the eighth day, we got to celebrate again because it's the eighth day. Woohoo! And they're party. God loves it. Thank you, Jonquil. Thank you. Don't do it. God loves to party. Amen. God loves it. God loves it. Amen. Take that out. I forgot it was in my pocket. God loves to party. And so, amen. Adam forgot. So, all of that goes back to what do you do when you return the rental car? What do you do when you're leaving the hotel? What do you do when you're leaving home? And I love the fact that Zoe and others are saying you leave a note. Somebody said you pray for the house. You leave a note for the people that are coming in. You know, that's a whole nother thing, but I love it. The Lord is trying to help us understand, and I'm more excited about the coming of the Lord now than ever before. Because there's just, well, he didn't come yet, and he didn't, shut up. I know it's happening. He don't have to do it when I want him to do it, just as long as he does it. God has never lied, and I don't see him lying about this. And he has made too many plans and too many preparations, and there's too many things that have to be going on, and just because we keep blowing the time and we don't know what time God's going to do, it don't change a thing. You're supposed to, the doctor say you're going to deliver the baby January 1st. The baby's like, I ain't ready to leave. I'll see you when I see you. And they're like, oh, she's 2 days late, 3 days, oh, it's a week. And then God's like, they ain't late, it just wasn't time. The baby wasn't late, the baby came when the baby was supposed to come. You just got cocky and thought the time was sooner than it was. But I can't be mad at you because that's what you thought, right? Baby, you, baby can't come because the time was wrong. Get back in there. You stupid. The baby come when the baby come. And are we just as excited on January 1st as we were as if it happened on the 1st, if it happened on the 2nd, the 15th, the 20th, whenever the baby come, we are just as excited. Nothing changed. Everything is awesome because I got it. The baby's here. Same way with the rapture. I don't care when it happens, just as long as I'm in it. Amen. I don't care when it happens, just as long as I'm a part of it. I don't care when it happens, just as long as I can help draw as many as possible. I'm checking the trunk. I'm checking the back seats. I'm checking in the closets. I'm checking on the roof if I can. I'm looking because I don't want somebody to be lost because I forgot to check. I don't want somebody to be left behind because I didn't feel like checking. I didn't want to do the homework. I didn't feel like it. I was so excited about getting raptured myself. I don't want to be responsible for somebody being lost. I don't want to be the reason somebody had to go through the tribulation. I'm checking everything. I'm checking my bags and I'm checking yours. I'm checking everything because I want to make sure that when I get to heaven, I did all I could for the kingdom. And even though I don't deserve to be there, I get to be there. Amen? Amen. All right. That's the end of that lesson. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got any prayer requests? Yeah. Amen. So I hear we have some prayer requests. Amen. And I got a couple myself I want to put in there when you finish.
Continue to pray for Dakota.
Yes.
Cough is getting worse.
Uh-huh. Dakota, Hawaii.
Yes.
Okay.
And praying for his healing and protection over the house.
Yes, 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 yes. Dakota, amen. Is it hot in here or is it just me?
It's hot.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody, Abigail, turn something on. Oh, Emerson, thank you, Lord. Amen. Because I know I get to sweating up here. You know, we got a couple of hot house plants, Drea, Pastor Drea and Asia. You know, they get, and Abigail, they get, they cold for everything. Amen. Amen. But it ain't just me now. Amen. Amen. We want to pray for Dakota. Amen. I need two people up here. All right, Leslie and
Emerson.
I know who he is. Just because I didn't say his name don't mean I didn't know it. Amen. All right, Pastor, make sure they're all duded up here. Amen. Y'all, their hands are oiled in. Oh, there she go. Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome to be in the house of God? Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe that he is who he said he is, who continues to believe that God is the only way, the truth, and the life, no man comes unto the Father except by him. That whoever continues to believe shall not die in their sins, shall not live eternity in hell, shall not be separated from God, but they shall have eternal, everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Yes, Pastor Ben, that's beautiful. Thank you. I got my own amen. Y'all keep it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Drea, if you can let me wash my hands again.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. How many requests do we have, Nikki? I know she said something, right? Oh, she's talking to somebody? Okay. I don't know what she's saying, so. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Take her hand, and then y'all give me this hand. If I can get some of you to stand with me. We're standing in for Dakota and for that family, that God will protect and cover that family. An amazing family, just crazy. They believe in Jesus, sure enough. They're a pretty amazing family. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, giving you praise and magnifying you because you are the only true and living God. There is no other God like you. First of all, there's no other God. Second of all, what they claim to be a God is nothing like you. We thank you. We're praying healing and deliverance over Dakota. Father, you are able to push his healing right to the top. You are able to mandate the healing. You are able to speak and healing will take course, take its place. You are able to move right now in the name of Jesus. Yisamis, let the healing show itself. Let the healing manifest in that home, in that temple, among that family. Let your healing speak truth in the name of Jesus. Let the blood pour over that family. If there's anything in the atmosphere, remove it. If there's anything that is not like you, that does not give you praise, remove it. And let your word and your will fill those temples, that you'll get all the praise, all the honor, all the glory in the mighty name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Anointed One. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all are so calm. Your spirits are, even when things are just nutty around you, your spirits are still calm. Don't worry, God's got it. He does. It's not always what we want, but if God is in control, it's what he wants. And that's what's important, amen? Because I told God I wanted Rolls Royce years ago. I told God in later years, thank you so much for not giving me one. Thank you for not blessing me with what I asked you for. Thank you for not giving me what I was praying for. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because that would have been a hot mess. What it takes to get it, what it takes to keep it, and who you got to bow down to. I'm like, mm-mm. Give me a Toyota and a Ford, and I'm cool. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Nicole, what you got? Okay.
Oral surgery.
Oral surgery, that's in the mouth, right? Yeah.
And it's asking for prayer to prevent infection and yeah. Quick recovery.
Amen. What was the name again?
Grateful One.
Grateful One. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand in for Grateful One, Father, a soldier in your army, a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ our Lord, we're standing in, Father, we're praying for grace, favor, and mercy. We're praying, Lord, that they will be healed in advance. We're praying, Lord. You told us shall find, knock, and the door. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. We're asking, Father, in advance, in the name of Jesus, that you would grant, what's the name?
Grateful
One, everything that they need for a complete healing, for a complete deliverance, so that they will have another testimony to share with others about your greatness. Because somebody will receive that testimony and give you praise and look to see how they may be a part of your family. We bless you for all things in Jesus' name. If there's anything in Grateful One's atmosphere that is not like you, remove it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What else?
Leanne is praying for a coworker who just gave birth to twins. They were born prematurely. They are 1 pound, 2 ounces,
wow.
And 1 pound, 3 ounces, and they're not doing well.
Oh, wow. Amen. I was born 3 months early. And I understand that that's not always, things don't always turn out well. Amen. What did they say? Didn't no name or anything.
Her name is Leanne, but the co-worker.
That's okay. Leanne, we're going to be praying. She just gave birth. I would like to put those babies on a 3-day. We haven't had one in a long time, have we, Pastor Drew? But this looks good. Morning.
Socorro?
Amen. I want to put the babies on. You're missing one. Where's the other one? Oh, they're all in the other room. Okay. Okay. I want to put the babies on a 3-day prayer for our global prayer team. When we're praying that the Lord will move on the baby's behalf and send his warring angels to protect them and his healing angels to deliver them. Amen. We're praying that the Lord will move on those children and the parents' behalf, and that he will watch out for those babies, because in Psalms it tells us it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We're the people of God. We are the creation of God. We have been created by God. We are a direct creation of God, and we need to understand who we must follow. We need to follow the instructions of the Creator. I know a lot of people think they have been created by monkeys. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't no monkey. I got a lot of funny looking people in my family, but ain't none of them monkeys. Some people think snakes and rocks done stuff. I don't know where they're getting all this goofy stuff. Now, you trust that you came from a monkey, but you can't trust that God parted the Red Sea, or you can't trust that God created the heavens and the earth, but you trust a monkey created you. The evolution stopped when it got to you. You believe that the earth was formed out of some explosions in the air. Where did it come from? The Big Bang. Where did the bang come from? A couple things ran into each other and just created earth. First of all, you are really stupid, because anybody that believes something like that got issues, okay? That's just my opinion. That's just Pastor Ben 7 and 8. That's just me. Look me up. But we're going to let you have that, just like you think the earth is flat, but we're going to leave it alone too, because the Bible comes to it. We're going to talk about it. But you think you came from a monkey, and you think that once the Big Bang, whoever that is, banged the earth together, they stopped banging. All the banging stopped because he banged out one good earth. That's what you think. You think, look, we can all talk stupid because that's what you believe. So my truth, or my stupidity truth, is just as smart as your stupid truth. Okay? They both sound equally smart, right?
No.
Thank you. You believe all that nonsense, but you won't believe that God is coming back. You won't believe that Jesus died on the cross to save his people. You won't believe that the world has an expiration date. You won't believe anything that the Bible says, but you believe in a bang bang monkey. That's right, I said it. You don't believe in that, but you won't believe in God. I'm not sick today.
No, you're not sick.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you sound really ignorant. You do. You sound really ignorant. You really do. You're not ignorant. Ignorant.
The reason why...
Come on up here, Emerson.
The reason why is there's misunderstanding is because we're humans.
Uh-huh.
They're monkeys.
Ah! Oh! We're following the wisdom of our God. You following the monkey. That clears it all up. All right, now I got it. Okay, so you following the monkey and we following Jesus. That's why your mind is all... That's why you like that. Because you following the monkey. All right. I'm going to leave that alone because I got a lot of material for that one. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. So now let's get back to the twins.
Okay.
Amen. See, you didn't think I was going to remember, did you? You thought I just forgot all of it. You thought I forgot where I was. I know what's happening.
Okay.
We got a 3-day on the twins.
Yes.
Amen. The only thing I forgot was the name of the baby that sent it in. Leanne. Leanne, we're going to be praying for the twins. We're going to be praying for your friend. Thank you for letting us know. I would like a report back as things change, how they're doing, what's happening, you know, to keep us in the loop so we can continue to pray, because this is extremely important. Amen. But I'm going to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the twins, Pastor Drea and Rose. Go to the Pastor Rose. I gave that a whole new meaning, didn't I? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand here, take her hand. Amen. As we stand here, Lord, thanking you for an opportunity to give you praise, magnifying you because you are the only true and living God, knowing that you are the creator of all things, knowing that you are the end of all things start and end with you. You are the great I am. Outside of you, everything else was created by you, and nothing that is could be without you, and nothing will be except through you, and everything that is because of you. We give you praise.
Thank you.
Father, we pray for the twins that you would reach from your throne and touch them and heal them and deliver them and bless them and grow them and mature them, because they belong to you. Yes. Touch those parents, that mother, the loved ones, those that are caring for them, the hospital staff, the nurses, doctors, the caregivers, the nutritionists, anyone that has anything to do with the development of those babies, touch them in your name, that those children will get all that they need so they will be everything that you have created them to be. We bless you and we thank you over and over and over again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I'm going to tell y'all a success story. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes.
Amen. I want to tell it. A success story. Now, success is based on what you consider to be valuable, right? I consider my relationship with God to be extremely valuable, and I consider the things that are built up and stored in heaven are my treasures, and I consider my obedience to God as my wealth. Okay? Now, I was 3 months premature because my father was abusive and he didn't want any more children. So he was trying to kick the baby out to cause a, what do you call it? Yeah. That's where I was. The enemy has been attacking me before I got here, and it didn't stop there. Amen. Good morning, soldiers. God bless you. But through Christ, I overcame all the attempts of the enemy, and I'm still speaking out for God. I believe the enemy knew something in the spirit realm before I got here, and he was trying to prevent it from happening. But it happened anyway. Amen. Because I can't shut up about God. I can't do enough for God. I'll help anybody that God puts in my, I'll do anything God wants me to do for any reason he wants me to do it. And I believe the enemy saw something. And he didn't want it to happen. And so he was trying to get his kicks in early. And he failed. Amen. That's my success story. I'm not rich. I don't have a house in the hills and I don't have a mansion, but I got a whole lot of Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm healthy and I'm here and I'm on fire for God. That's a success story to me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I win.
Yes.
Amen. He lost the fight. I win. And now it's my turn to kick him. Now it's my turn to put my foot on his head. Now it's my turn to cause him some issues, right? All right, what you got? That's it? All right, let's get ready for communion. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, no more requests. Pastor Nicole has your prayer requests. Amen. And so we're going to be praying for, we're going to be distribute those prayer requests to the prayer team. And we'll be praying over those this week. Right now, we're going to prepare for communion. Now, those of you that have taken communion with us before, you know how it goes. Those of you who may have forgotten, those of you that may have been a while, those of you that are new. If you don't have the wine or the juice or whatever that we use, that's typically used in churches for communion, you can drink, you can get you a little bottle of water. Just get you some water, because Christ is the living water. You don't have the unleavened bread, you can get you some crackers, go in there, get you some bread, you're gonna make a sandwich, just the symbol, because God is the bread of life, amen? And so you don't have to have everything that we have here, but you want to participate in what we're doing in this communion, because the Bible tells us, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do testify of the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection until he comes. It's just like baptism. Water baptism does not save you. What that does is it shows the world that you are now entering into ministry. It's telling the world that I died to myself. I went into the water, or into the, I came into the world. Oh, Lord, that's a... Okay, y'all imagine being baptized. Come here. Okay, picture yourself being baptized. I'm not finna dip you. I just don't like you back there in the back. Stand right here. Stay right here. There you go. I don't like you back there in the back. Make you look like a guest. You ain't no guest. Okay, so now y'all listen to this. And if you can you do your hands like this, like you got getting ready to baptize somebody? Come on. Do your hands like this, like you're getting ready to baptize somebody. Stand up. Come on, stand up. Because I want you to really get this. Okay? I want you to get this. You have somebody, this is a person that's about to be baptized. They're going down into the water symbolizes them being born into the world. Okay? When you bring them back up out of the water, it symbolizes that they are been resurrected or raised up from the world, and they are now in the newness of Christ. Y'all understand?
Yes.
When we dip them in the water, it's symbolizing that they're in the world. When you bring them up, it's symbolizing that they're being brought out of the world into ministry, yes, into a new relationship. That act did not save them. That act was a testimony from them to the world. Y'all understand that? That's what baptism is. So if you don't have the option or the opportunity to be water baptized because of all the things that have happened over the last couple of years, if you have not been there, the lack of water baptism does not stop you from being saved. I forgot the word. Does not disqualify you from salvation. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you say yes to God at that moment, when your heart says yes to God, you gave your life to God, and I said yes, all of me and my imperfections belong to you, Lord. Take me, I am yours. You were baptismal, if I got it right. You were baptized or changed, you were dyed the same color as Jesus Christ. His blood was poured over you. You were then baptized in the blood of Christ. You were baptized in the blood of Christ once you said yes. Remember last week, y'all? Bam! Yeah. Y'all remember that? I know y'all do. I do. When the bam happened, you were covered in the blood. You were baptized. The water baptism is a testimony to others of what has happened to you. Amen? Y'all understand?
Yeah.
Amen. Did I do it right? All right. Okay, so are we ready? Amen. Oh, these are my prayers. Okay. All right, so let's go to 1 Corinthians 11, and I'm not going to go through 27 through 32. I'm just going to tell you what 27 through 32 is talking about. 27 through 32 is saying that this is something that has been ordained by God. We do this to show that we are in relationship with God. We do this, we're baptizing because, I mean, I'm sorry. We're taking communion because we are testifying of what he did and who he is, and that we are members of that body. If you do this, if you make that testimony statement, if you make that testimony and you know you're in sin, he says you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. You don't deserve the Lord's Supper. So don't take this because you don't want other people to think you're in sin. Don't take this because you're trying to keep your sin a secret. Don't take this and you know you're lukewarm. Because the Bible says if you're lukewarm, what's he going to do? You're a big, giant, green loogie. Tooey. You know, a snot rocket right down the middle of your neck. And you go, hooey. That's why she was trying to tell you not to ask me. You're a big old loogie in God's neck. And he's going to spit you out because you're just nasty. That's what lukewarm is. Anybody want me to repeat that?
No.
Dang. Okay. If you do this and you know you're in sin, you have not repented, and you have no intentions of repenting, at least not today, because I got one more thing I need to do. The Bible said you are about to have a really bad day. Because you know what you're doing and you're defiling. You're defiling what I have called my people to do, and you're just blatantly ignoring my commandments. So whatever you get, you get. Everybody catch that? If you take this and you know you're in sin, whatever happens to you after that, you caused it on yourself. Well, how do I avoid that and still take communion? I'm glad you asked. This is what you do. Everybody repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. I have sinned. I am not worthy. I have not kept all the commandments. I have not done well by you. Forgive me. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my unrighteousness. Forgive me for ignoring you. And forgive me for defying you.
Wash me from my sins.
Cleanse my heart.
Forgive me.
From this point on, I want to be like you. From this point on, I want to pray unto you. From this point on, I want to study my word. From this point on, I want to be a child of the King. In Jesus' name, amen. If you do that and you meant it, God says you are now a member of the kingdom. And he says, I poured my blood over you. And now you too have been baptized. Amen?
Amen.
And when you get an opportunity, when you can, go and dip in the water as an act of obedience. Amen? Amen. How are we doing, Pastor? Amen. All right. So that's what 27 through 32 means. Now we're about to have communion. Let's go to verse number 23. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, I'd like to wash my hands. Pastor, can you? Son, can you? Hallelujah. Ain't God awesome?
Amen.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, Jesus said, I would have told you. He says, I've gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be with me also. It's good to be back home, Ryan. My whole week is based on what I do for God during the week. So when I'm not in service, I'm all jacked up. Me and my daughter were trying to figure out what day it was. It was a mess. Amen. Oh, thank you. Amen. Amen. I trust wherever you are, you have some representation of bread, piece of bread, cracker, whatever you have, because God is not looking at the bread, he's looking at the purpose and the reason. Do you all realize that there are angels in this room? There are angels in this room that are monitoring what we're doing. There are angels in this room that are taking note to what's going on in your heart and in your mind, good, bad, or indifferent. There are scribe angels in this room that are watching your thoughts, and they're making notes to say, what do you think's in that big old book when he opens it? Your picture? There's stuff in that book. And if Jesus Christ has not washed it away with the blood, there's a lot of stuff in that book. Everything you've ever thought from the time you've been able to think is written in that book. Everything you've ever done since you've been able to do anything is written in that book. Everything that has not been asked, that has not been repented for is in that book. Everything. They're scribe angels, and that's their job, is to come to you, is to follow you around and to write down what you think and what you do. I don't believe it. I don't care. Some of y'all don't believe Tokyo's there. Check the Dow Jones Industrial and see if Tokyo's there. Y'all don't believe. Just because you don't believe it don't mean it don't work. We're trying to get somebody to come in and fix that. Just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true. All that means is you don't believe it. What it's doing is trying to pump water. It's trying to pump water. Oh, you know. Amen. So there are scribe angels that are writing down everything that we do and putting in that book. And everything that has not been repented for, you are going to have to give an account for in that book. You personally will have to pay for every sin in that book. I don't know about you, but my bank account is not that fat. I can't afford to pay for one sin, let alone every sin that I've ever done. I don't have it like that. And who would want to? Because the only way to pay for that sin is in hell. And that takes an eternity. So those of you that have not turned your sin over to God so that he could pay for it on the cross, you're going to pay for it when you meet God. That's what's in that book. I know some of the stuff I did. I don't want anybody reading that book. You know, I know y'all been saved all your life. That's not my testimony. And there's a lot of things in that book I don't want God to read. So I asked him, please wash it away. Because I don't want you to look at that book and look at me like, for real? It's like, wow, okay. I just wanted to make it real for people that don't understand what we're dealing with. That's all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we raise our bread together, we're praying, Lord, that this bread would, that this bread represents, this bread represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was broken, or which was crushed for our iniquity. It was crushed like an olive in the press. It was, the life was squeezed out of his body for me. And I will not turn my back on so great a gift that you have given. It was crushed so that I would be healed. It was crushed so that I would be forgiven. It was crushed so that I could have an opportunity to live with you forever in heaven. And I will not deny you. We bless the purpose. We bless the giver of his life. And we bless the kingdom of God. Let us raise our bread together. Let us break and eat. Amen. Somebody remind me to get some new bread. Amen. And then, it's been past this day. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new promise or the new covenant. How many of you know that God did not destroy the old covenant?
Right.
He fulfilled the old covenant.
Right.
Oh, God destroyed the old covenant. No. He fulfilled the old covenant, and now he has presented us with a new covenant. They didn't have grace back before the blood. They didn't have any grace. We have grace. Grace is not something to be taken just because you can. Grace is in case something happens, not something that you plan to happen. Grace is, oops, Lord, I slipped, but thank you. You caught me by grace. Grace is so I don't continue in sin. It gives me an opportunity to get it right. That's what grace is. Grace is the opportunity to get it right. But opportunity will run out. And after grace is gone, grace is gone. When the church leaves, guess what else leaves? Grace. When the rapture happens, guess what else happens? Grace takes a hike. Grace is gone. The Holy Spirit, gone. It's over. Now you really have to fight. But you don't have to. That's why we're here, because you don't have to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the blood, your blood. They pierced you in your side, and blood and water ran out. Yes. Woke up the grave, the dead in Christ rose and shown themselves in the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. So much happened with this blood. We needed the blood. How many of you needed the blood? I needed Christ to be pierced in the side. I needed his blood to pour out for me. I needed this. I needed this. And I will not take for granted what you did for me. This brings about healing and deliverance even now. So as we take this, we will remember who you are and what you've done and why we've done it. Those of you that are sick, we're praying for your healing. Those of you that are spiritually sick, we're praying for your healing. Those of you that are mentally ill, we're praying for your healing. Those of you that are in need, we're praying that your need will be met. The blood covers your needs. We give praise and honor to the Most High God. Let us drink together. And if we continue to read, it tells us the rest he will set in order when he comes. Amen. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that all of you joined us. I'm glad to be back. I'm really glad to be back. Amen. Y'all keep praying for us. And those of you that have been praying for S4C, thank you. This global ministry, it is so much bigger. Pastor Sandy and I were only expecting 1 million. There's so many more than 1 million. There's so many more. There are people that follow this ministry that we have no idea. And thank all of you for your support. Thank all of you for blessing us. Thank all of you for being here with us. And God willing, my desire is that the next time we take communion, it'll be at the table in the kingdom. Amen. That's my desire. But you know, whatever the Lord says, whenever he comes, is good enough for me. God bless you. Keep the prayers coming in. We will pray. If you need study materials to lead Bibles, anything, just let us know. Email us. The email is in the description, right, Abigail? Abigail, there's something else that where they can get notes. Pastor Sandy's notes.
In the link.
In the description box. Where they can get notes from the, amen. Abigail, come here, Abigail, and tell them what to do. Then she said, no. You go in the description box, right?
Click the link.
Click the link, and you can get all the notes that we have listed in it. You can get all the past notes from different messages. And then we also have a QR code where you can click that and just all kind of beautiful stuff pops up. And so, as far as to my knowledge, we don't charge anybody for anything. Amen. And we send stuff around the world and we don't even charge for postage. Amen. So while we're here, while we have a chance, take advantage of what God has done. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you when we see you, in the cloud or in the crowd. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.